Marcy in a coat of flowers stops inside a candy store. Reds are sweet and greens are sour, still no letter at her door. So she'll wash her flower curtains, hang them in the wind to dry, dust her tables with his shirt, and wave another day goodbye. Marcy's faucet needs a plumber, Marcy's sorrow needs a man. Red is autumn, green is summer, green's a turning and the sand. All along the ocean beaches stares up empty at the sky. Marcy buys a bag of peaches, stops a postman passing by. And summer goes, falls to the sidewalk like string and brown paper. Winter blows up from the river, there's no one to take her. Marcy dresses warm, it's snowing, takes a yellow cab uptown. Red is stop and green's for going, sees a show and rides back down. Down along the Hudson River, past the shipyards in the cold, still no letters being delivered, still the winter days unfold. Magazines fading in dusty gray at tips, and sailors make a dream back to summer and hear how he tells her, wait for me. Marcy leaves and doesn't tell us where or why she moved away. Red is angry, green is jealous, that was all she had to say. Someone thought they saw her Sunday, window shopping in the rain. Someone heard she bought a one-way ticket and went west again. Coach to take me from confusion to the plane, and though we shared a common space, I know I'll never meet again. The driver with his eyebrows furrowed in the rearview mirror, I read his name and it was plainly written, Nathan Lafreniere. I asked him would he hurry, but we crawled the canyon slowly, through the buyers and the sellers, through the burglar bears and the wishing wells, with gangs and girly shows, the ghostly garden grows. The cars and buses bustle through the bedlam of the day. I look through window glass at streets, and Nathan grumbled at the gray. I saw an aging cripple selling Superman balloons. The city grated through chrome plate. The clock struck slowly, half past noon. Through the tunnel tiled and turning into daylight, once again I am escaping. Once again goodbye to symphonies and dirty trees, with parks and plastic clothes, the ghostly garden grows. He asked me for a dollar more, he cursed me to my face. He hated everyone who paid to ride and share his common space. I picked my bags up from the curb and stumbled to the door. Another man reached out his hand, another hand reached out for more. And I filled it full of silver, and I left the fingers counting, and the sky goes on forever without meter mates and peace parades. You feed it all your woes, the ghostly garden grows. You feed it all. The garden grows. About 2 years ago, I was playing a little club in Fayetteville, North Carolina. And I asked a friend of mine there if there was anything that he thought I should see, you know, in the neighborhood. And he said, well, of course, there's Fort Bragg. You may as well go and see that. And went out to the PX and bought a tape recorder for $60, retailing for $180. Those soldiers have some advantages, don't they? There really wasn't much to see except a few soldiering places and a place referred to as Combat Alley, where a group of people called the Fayette Cons were rumored to hang out, practicing out all the new techniques that they were learning before they got shipped off. That was the unpleasant side of Fayetteville, North Carolina. Even though I met a lot of pleasant people and a lot of wonderful soldiers, I bought this guitar from an Army captain. This guitar's been to Vietnam, and it went over there with its mate, a little Martin Classical, and she didn't come back. But finally, though, the last day I was there, my friend said, I just remembered something that you should do before you go away, and you should go and see the dentist. And I didn't think that was a very exciting idea until we got out there, and I found out that the dentist was not just a dentist, he was an amateur architect. Like a lot of rural North Carolina people, he had collected around his house a lot of rusty junk, you know, just discarded, abandoned things, wrecked cars and old decrepit tractors that were falling apart. And suddenly he looked out one day and he saw that he had about 3 acres of rusty junk that he'd collected, and he hadn't done anything with it, you know, it was just lying all over the place. So he began to build a house, and he's still building it. I think he'll always be building it. that's made out of portholes from ships and television screens and tractor wheels and Pepsi-Cola wheels, Pepsi-Cola crate paddle wheels, formal weed gardens, rusty ponds with dead rubber mallards and things at the bottom, decoys, and a pipe full of Muzak for the tourists who come out. Roof covered with spinning things, television antennas, and those funny little louvered Turkish air conditioning units from the top of buildings, you know. And it's really a wonderful place. So I wrote a little poem coming back, silly little poem, called Dr. Junk the Dentist Man. And I set it to a silly little Bo Diddley melody that goes like this. It's just a silly little song. Dr. Junk the Dentist Man fills your teeth with what he can. Airplane wings and corset stays. When he's done, he'll let you pay in paper clips or inner tubes or anything that's slightly used. He's not really crazy, only nuts and bolts and rusty rings. Junk the dentist has an office full of colored glass, a garden with a paddle wheel and funny plants for eye appeal. And though he waters them with care, I've never seen them grow in there. He's not really crazy, only nuts and bolts and rusty rings make him things. Dr. Junk the Dentist Man built a junky castle up on stilts. Junk within and junk throughout, and TV in the chimney spout, and 14 levels to each floor, and now he's adding 14 more. He's not really crazy, only nuts and bolts and rusty rings make him do the weirdest things. Speaking of the weirdest things, here's a little song about a witch who lives in my country's capital. All you need to be a witch is the right amount of negativity and the belief that you have that power. I think of rain on shingles. I think of rain, I think of roses blue. I think of rose, my heart begins to tremble to see the place she's lately gotten to. She's gotten to mysterious devotion. She's gotten to the zodiac and zen. She's gotten into tarot cards and potions. She's laying her religion on her friends, on her friends, on her friends. friends who come to ask her for their future. Friends who come to find they can't be friends because of signs and seasons that don't suit her. She'll prophesy your death. She won't say when, won't say when, won't say when. When all the black cards come, you cannot barter. No, when all your stars are stabbed, you cannot win. She'll shake her head and treat you like a martyr. It is her blackest spell. She puts you in, puts you in, puts you in. In sorrow, she can lure you where she wants you. Inside your own self-pity, there you swim. In sinking down to drown, her voice still haunts you. And only with your laughter can you win, can you win, can you win. You win the lasting laurels with your laughter. It reaches like an arm before you sink. Solitary truth you're after. You dare not ask the priestess how to think, how to think, how to think. I think of tears, I think of rain on shingles. I think of rain, I think of roses blue. I think of Rose, my heart begins to tremble to see the place she's lately gotten to, gotten to, gotten to, do, 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 do. Here's a song with a chorus, and like all songs with choruses, you know, choruses are there for a purpose, to be sung by a chorus. So, yes, the circle game. It's about the only song I ever wrote with a chorus. Actually, it's the Circle Game Plus. It's the Circle Game Medley. Yesterday, a child came out to wander.
Seasons skate. Just a little green, like the
lights perform. There'll be icicles and birthday clothes, and sometimes there'll be sorrow. And the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on a carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came, and go round and round and round in the circle game. Same day that I discovered crazy old Dr. Junk, the dentist man, I sat up all night and wrote another song, which I do my little trumpet solo in. I'm telling you that there's a trumpet solo in it, so if, when I get to the part where there's a trumpet solo, you won't say, "What's she doing?" Daddy was a trumpet player. I always wanted to be a trumpet player. Funny day, looking for laughter and finding it there. Sunny day, prayed in wildflowers and leaves in my hair. Picked up a pencil and wrote, "I love you," in my finest hand. Wanted to send it, but I don't know where I stand. Telephone, even the sound of your voice is still new. All alone in Carolina and talking to you, and feeling too foolish and strange to say the words that I had planned. Guess it's too early, 'cause I don't know where I stand. Do, 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 do. sleep again. I know that I miss you, but I don't know where I stand. Know that I miss you, but I don't know where I stand.
Story about Michael from Mountains.
Michael wakes you up with sweets, he takes you up streets, and the rain comes down. Sidewalk markets locked up tight, and umbrellas bright on a gray bag.
change with a stick that he found. Michael from mountains, go where we'll go to.
Smile.